Today we're going to look at vertical exaggeration and map reference. The vertical exaggeration determines how many times a cross-section has been exaggerated or stretched out. That will be determined by your vertical scale. The horizontal scale is always the scale of the map. In most cases, it will be 1 to 50,000, as you will be using topographic maps with a scale of 1 to 50,000. The vertical scale will be given to you. For example, 1 centimeter represents 20 meters. This poses a problem because you need that in a fraction scale format and you need to change the word scale into a fraction scale format. 1 centimeter represents 20 meters. You need to change the 20 meters into centimeters. There is 100 centimeters in 1 meter. So therefore, 1 centimeter represents 20 meters times 100 centimeters, and that is 2000. The fraction scale for the word scale is therefore 1 to 2000. Now that you have the vertical scale and horizontal scale, you can apply to the formula for vertical exaggeration equals horizontal scale over vertical scale. It is therefore 50,000 over 2,000, and the answer is 25 times. However, that is not a very good representation of the reality. Everything on your cross-section will appear 25 times higher, and valleys will appear 25 times deeper than in real life. The ideal is to get an exaggeration of more or less 5 or less. The map reference. That is the reference of the specific map that you are using, usually found on the top left-hand corner of the topographic map. Each map will have its own unique map reference, just like books in a library with its own Dewey system number. A map with a map reference of 3318 AB means the 33 represents the first latitude on your map. The first horizontal line at the top of the map will therefore be 33 degrees. The first longitude on the left side of the map represents the 18. That will be the 18 degrees longitude. The A represents the big block. In every grid block of 1 degree latitude and longitude, you will have 16 maps. The grid block is divided into 4 big blocks using the 30 minutes latitude and longitude, numbered A, B, C, and D. Each of those blocks are further divided into 4 smaller blocks, which in turn is also numbered A, B, C, D. And each of those blocks represents one topographic map. So A is the big block, and in the big block, small block B, that is the particular map that you are using.